TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
K-Rex.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. There it is, there it is, there it is. Hey, let's let him ride one more time. Final episode of D-Lo and KC for the year. Now, just for the record, we will be here Monday and Tuesday of next week, leading into the Christmas holiday. We will be here Monday and Tuesday of the following week, leading into New Year's. It won't be D-Lo and KC. Me and Kyle are going to work together next week. James and KC are going to work together the following week. We found a way to just kind of manipulate everybody's time off and make sure everybody got the opportunity to recharge while still being able to bring you local programming here on ESPN 1320. So tap in for all of your, you know, if you're traveling next week, last minute shopping, if you're just hanging out, we're going to be here, man. And we've got two Kings games over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Got a huge Monday night football game with the San Francisco 49ers. In the Indianapolis Colts, which ramifications got a little bit bigger last night. So we're going to talk all about that. Do you want to go right on the board? I know what you're going to write.
I'll do it at the break.
I don't even know that it's whiteboard worthy because you were a little bit too soft to put it on the board yesterday.
I was going to. They didn't. I don't know what happened. I was going to put it up there.
Well, we got the marker back, so I guess you're excused. We didn't have the marker.
I want to clarify something, too.
Okay.
Like you just laid out what it's going to look like for the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. I won't be here next week. But all you Bears fans, you Bears fans, I'll be here the day after that Sunday night football game. You better be here too. Because after the Niners stomp a mud hole in them, I don't want John Bull not around. I don't want the dude with the Walter Payton, my bad, I forgot his name because they changed the names and everything, but with the Walter Payton, Avi, I don't want Manny not ducking out or anything. No, be here. Be here. Because I'll be back after we stomp a mud hole in you. I just want to be clear. You ain't got to worry about it. I'll be here.
Two things. One, I knew I should have called in sick. Also, why did you put your glasses back on?
It was a late night.
Okay.
It's a late night.
All right. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
What's
up, EP? What are you doing with him?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I had a funny moment last night. Jesse and I both, we have this shared document that we work on, and you can see who's working on it, when they're working on it, all that different stuff. Me and Jesse, we both went to work at about the same time last night. Kings game was not over. 4.5 minutes left. They were down 18. And I had Doug Christie's going to get fired. He's never going to get a second chance. I had the pathetic nature of this basketball team and how every basketball game is the same. And as that lead dwindled and dwindled and dwindled and dwindled and dwindled in the final 2 minutes, I thought, well, a lot of that stuff is still kind of the same. It's not the same exact game we've seen. This is interesting. Like, they went on a 16-0 run. Like, you don't see that every day. All right, I'm not going to change anything. Then DeMar hits that three. It's like, okay. That's when I hit the group text, like, you know what, Jesse, we'll just change this tomorrow. Don't worry about what's in the rundown. We'll just fix it tomorrow. And there's multiple stories in the game, one of them being Malik, which we'll get to. That's a story. Because there's always a story when it comes to this basketball team. But the ending. The Sacramento Kings are a joke of a franchise, and they're looked at as such by the rest of NBA, NBA, social media, the whole deal. But go look in the comment section of all of these videos. It's not, oh, stupid Kings. It's like, yo, what is happening to this league? They really fell for that. And I'm sorry I keep saying this, but Denny baited you into that call? Mark Davis, that wasn't SGA. That wasn't Luka Doncic. Now, shame on you when SGA and Luka Doncic and LeBron James and James Harden and all those guys do it. Shame on you for falling for it. Denny, the outcast from Washington who went to Portland on a 10-16 team, baited you into that? There wasn't even Dame Lillard out there. And you got baited into it because he went, hey! He damn near threw the ball at Russell Westbrook's face, brought it back, and flung it in the air. Yay! And got the call. Go look at the comments. The comments is the shape that this league is in with calls like that. At the end of the game, that wasn't even the only one. That hasn't even been the only call like that in the last handful of days. You're starting to build a highlight reel of what these calls at the end of games look like. That was a terrible call. And then to review it and go, yep, we got it. We did it, guys. Man, come on, man. Like, what's Russ supposed to do? What are Russell Westbrook and DeMar DeRozan supposed to do in that situation? They've got time to get up the floor and get a decent shot off. What was it, 4 seconds, 4.5 seconds off? What are they supposed to do? Because the refs just told you, you can't guard it. Because
Keon was the other one.
Oh, I thought it was DeMar. I'm sorry. All right, Keon. Russ and Keon. Yeah.
The point still stands.
What are they supposed to do?
Right.
How do you defend that? Because if you're within striking distance, you're at risk of a foul call. You essentially can't guard in that situation. Because the refs have shown, we're going to blow the whistle. We don't care if the game's on the line. We're going to blow the whistle right here. Doug looked just flat. Doug was hell-bent on not losing any money. If Doug could have looked Jason Anderson in the face and said, Jason, just ask the next question, I think he would have. Kind of surprised he didn't. He just walked through the answer so he didn't get fined until he got to the question about Malik Monk and went from there.
It's you watch the play, and both Keon and Russ are doing everything they can to get out of his way. And Denny, specifically towards Russ, keeps inching towards him to try to create contact. You know what I mean? Like, Russ is like, oh, I don't want to foul. Not let me just stand here. Let me move out of the way so I don't foul. That's what he's doing. And the offensive player keeps moving towards him, and they reward that. I said it during the handoff, and I mean it. Like, Adam Silver worried about the wrong stuff. He worried about the wrong stuff. I don't care about how your post-game show is covering the league. I don't care when you have situations like this on a nightly basis. Fix your refereeing. Fix that. People are disgusted by the foul baiting and the tricking of the referees.
Yeah.
That happens on a nightly basis, game to game. And not once have I heard Adam Silver say anything, and I doubt he says anything privately because nothing has changed over the past 10 years. If anything, has gotten worse. And it just, last night it was the Kings. They're 6-21. It doesn't matter in the sense of their season. A lot of people were happy that, like, it was a perfect game, right? People, Maxine played great. DeMar had flashes, showed his greatness again, and they still lost the game. So a lot of people are like, this is great. But it's basketball in general. It's the NBA in general. Like, this is the product right now. And I love the NBA. I hate that aspect of it. I hate that these refs not only get fooled time and time again, but justify it. Like you mentioned, Mark Davis will go to the screen and justify his bad call. That is a major problem. We watch the Olympics a lot together, the Olympic basketball and even the FIBA World Cup a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a different game.
Yeah.
The physicality that is allowed to go on is different. Sometimes it goes too far, but a lot of times it's like, I'm not falling for this stuff. Like, you got to really get fouled. I watch a lot of Eurobasket. It's a different game. And the players adjust. The players know, all right, this little falling to the side stuff ain't going to work. I better be strong with my attempt to go to the basket or my attempt to get this shot off. They'll adjust. But yeah, I don't not like Adam Silver like a lot of people tend to. He's fine with me, but his mind is in the wrong place, and it has been for a couple years now. He hasn't addressed this at all.
So that is just part of what happened last night. The other part is, this was just kind of a back and forth game for about 3.5 quarters. Then, as you got into the fourth, the Trailblazers started to create some distance. And then you got to that point with about 4.5 minutes left off a made shot. I think it was a Russell Westbrook turnover, and then another made shot got the deficit to 18. It's like, wow. It happened again. It's like Jesse had a note, like every Kings game is the same. Like, you fight, and either you make a push till the end, or you do what happened last night and you just implode and the game ends. Fully expected that game to be over and the deficit to be much worse than it was when it was at 18. I think when they got to 2 minutes, it was still like 14 points at that time. They deserve a lot of credit for the way that they fought back and you know, they took advantage of opportunities that were given to them by the Portland Trailblazers. They took opportunities from the Portland Trailblazers to get themselves back into that game. But it was just kind of the latest example of just how bad this team has become. Like, this is one of the worst basketball teams I've ever watched. It's brutal to call them a basketball team. It's a collection of individuals. Max and Russ look like a hell of a team right now because they were two guys who were really behind that 16-0 run. Like, Russ and Max, that 2-point game, they had one miscommunication all game, and it almost cost them a game on that offensive or on that defensive rebound on that free throw. But I didn't have, you know, with the end result still being a loss, as controversial as it may have been, I don't know what to make of that comeback. Like, I think finding yourself in a deficit of 18 like that and just the series, like, it just, you, like, it's literally unraveling. It's the James Hamm sweater thing where you pull the string and just the whole sweater falls apart. That was happening to them over a stretch of like 2 minutes. And it was quick. It was like a 6-point game, 7-point game, 8-point game. And then all of a sudden it was 18. And it was that quick. And I don't know what you do with that. The end result still being a loss. Granted, you got there a whole lot differently than you were at with 4.5 minutes left. Mm-hmm. But still, the end result is a loss, and I don't know what to do with that 18-point comeback.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Watching them have that comeback in the fourth quarter, and even watching them towards the end of that game, like specifically when DeMar hits the shot to take the lead, that was the game-winning shot. I don't want to came for these guys or anything, but it just stands out how much they want to win, right? Like, if you watch the final buzzer and they thought the game was over and DeMar had hit a shot to win the game, the bench, you know, I'm big on the bench reaction. Schroeder and Monk were like hype, like, let's go. What you talking about? The buzzer sounds. They think the game is over. Westbrook goes over to DeRozan. And I don't know if I'm applauding it or not. I'm just kind of like, damn, for as much as you guys aren't a good team, for as much as you guys fall apart every game at some point during the game, this is the energy that you guys have. And once again, I'm not judging it. It's just baffling. It's like, clearly, I feel, maybe in moments, clearly you guys want to win. Why can't you stop these runs? Why can't you stop these moments in the games where you just fall apart? Why can't you lock in? Why can't you realize that this is happening and do something to stop it? I don't know. I don't know why they can't. I don't know what happens. I think a lot of times when you hear them talk, somehow, some way, they don't know. And the byproduct of all of this is, yeah, you're right. This is one of the worst Kings teams I've ever seen. This is one of the worst Kings teams in the last two decades.
Simply because it's not a team. It's not a team. It's just a collection of guys. I don't question that they want to win. I don't believe that this, when they, Portland again tomorrow, I don't think the Kings can win that game. Houston on Sunday, I don't think they can win that game. You can run off the next 50 games, and I'll look you right in your face, glasses or not, and say, I don't think they can win that game. I don't believe they can win games I don't believe they can win a game that they're in. And we said this weeks ago. Next time they win, I'll be surprised. Every time they win, I'll be surprised. But I'm nobody. We're nobody. My fear, my frustration is I don't think they believe they can win. And that's why those runs happened. It's almost like, we knew it. It was only a matter of time. We knew this was going to happen. Russ turned the ball over. DeMar missed the ISO. This is what happens. Oh, now we got the kid out here trying to shoot from the elbow and missed by 4 feet. This is what happens. And the kid's turning the ball over. Now, Keon's not defending. We knew this was going to happen. You just run down the... And now you're just trying to get to the end of the game. And with Russ and Max, you go back and you watch that. Russ and Max spearheaded that. They kept playing. They were running plays, the two of them. Russ to Max, Max back to Russ, Russ back to Max. They were getting baskets. And the crazy thing about that final 4.5 minutes, it's not like they were stopping Portland. They had that 16-0 run, and it's not like it was like 20-2. I felt like Portland kept scoring. I was like, how did they have enough possessions to do this? They waited until the very end to knock down a three. I think they took 19 on the game. I just don't think they believe they can win games. And that reaction that you just talked about, the bench, the reaction during that run, that comeback when it became very real. Like, I watched the Portland version this morning, and it was sort of funny because Portland didn't realize they were in trouble until it was 113-110. And I think he said as much on the broadcast where, like, oh, the Kings are down three. We've got a problem now. And then they turn the ball over, and like the stoic call for DeMar hitting that three in the corner was like, I can't believe that this just happened. It was more stoic than Al Michaels calling the game winner last night. In their defense, it appears both of them were shocked at what just happened. And I don't know, man. Like, this team just isn't this collection of players, this group of guys, these individuals wearing Kings uniforms. It just doesn't feel like they are ever on the same page. And it takes something dramatic like what happened in those final few minutes to get them on the same page. It takes something dramatic like what happened with Miami a week or so ago, because they got off to a great start and they kept playing well. That punch in the face never came. Miami never threw that haymaker. They just kind of kept going. And like, that was a moment for them. It felt like where it was like, hey, they went in there, they got it done. That's a good look. Okay. And, hey, could this lead to something? Oh, no, nothing leads to anything with this team. And I think it's just because they don't believe.
Yeah, it's tough to see for some of those guys. And like I said, I feel, to a certain degree, I feel for some of them, because like we both said, we don't doubt the fact that those guys want to win. They just can't come together, can't figure it out. And you know, to be honest with you, I know a lot of people talk about roster construction and all this stuff. This is what you knew was going to happen. They're not wrong, but sometimes it's just like what it is. Like I've been on teams that we liked each other. Like, we were talented. We were a team in the sense of, like, we didn't look at ourselves as like individuals. We looked at that. We're a team. Like, let's go win together. But it was just something that we just couldn't figure out. We just couldn't get through, as much as we wanted to, as much as we tried to reset, you know, from time to time. It was just something we just couldn't figure out. And a lot of the times, not all the times, because some of the times they just get just beat up. But a lot of the times I see that with this group. And you see guys like Russell Westbrook and DeMar DeRozan and Malik Monk from time to time. And these guys just continuing to play, continuing to try. And it doesn't amount to winning. And as frustrated as I am about the Kings' season this year, there is a part of me that can empathize with that, with those guys. And I felt that last night because they've, you know, last night they thought they got over the hump. They thought in a time game hump. Yeah.
Yeah.
They thought in a time of crisis, they didn't stop. They stayed with it. They stuck together. They fought back and they won a game. Mm-hmm. And they had it snatched away from them. And I felt for those guys a little bit seeing that. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Denny comes down the court, hits the shot. You lose. Like, you walk off. That's the game. To lose it, like you said, you said it perfectly. They had it taken away from them. It's like the outcome of that game left their hands. And I don't know, man. There's a lot to break down last night. The biggest story being that Malik Monk didn't play. It was a straight DMP, coach's decision. Doug did address it last night with Jason Anderson. Glad Jason Anderson was on the road to cover this one. Jason actually tweeted during the game, "Hey, I've been told Malik's not part of a trade package. Like, he's not being held out. This is a coach's decision. He's just not playing." I have some thoughts on that because there were some things that felt noticeable last night, especially in a game with such a wide array of emotions. So we'll talk about the Malik Monk aspect of last night's game, and then we'll get to that football game. One hell of a football game last night that put the San Francisco 49ers now in control of their own destiny. We'll talk about that in the 1 o'clock hour. Eddie Gonzalez will be with us. There's so much more ahead here on the final edition of the year of Dealing with KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.